Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of John again. We're in chapter 11 today with verses 45 through 57. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim. And there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up for the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in the temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" The chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should inform them so that they might arrest him. So today in John 11, verses 45 through 57, we encounter a pivotal moment in the unfolding narrative of Jesus Christ's life and ministry. Following the miraculous raising of Lazarus, many witnesses were drawn to faith in Jesus. Yet this profound miracle also stirred fear and anxiety among the religious leaders, who perceived him as a threat to their authority and the stability of the nation. This passage captures the increase of tension leading to Christ's eventual crucifixion, an event foretold as a part of God's divine plan for human salvation. Caiaphas, the high priest, astutely proclaims, "It is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." In this statement, we see a profound irony. Caiaphas articulates a truth far beyond his understanding, reflecting the will of God. God's sovereign plan, long prophesied, involves the sacrifice of Jesus to atone for humanity's sins. This act of love and redemption is at the core of salvation, as Jesus willingly offers himself as the Lamb of God. The fear of losing power and the legalistic interpretations of the law blinded the religious leaders to the truth of who Jesus was. They failed to see that God's ultimate intention transcended their fears. The narrative culminates in the acknowledgement that through Christ's impending death, God would draw all people to himself, fulfilling the promise of salvation for every human soul. As we reflect on this passage, let us remember that the will of God prepared the way for the most significant act of love in history, the sacrifice of his Son. This is not merely a story of despair, but one of hope, grace, and the unshakable commitment of God to save humanity for all eternity. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We pray for those we said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them each and every day. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. And today is a novena, day 7, for the repose of the soul of two brothers who passed away in the last 6 months. It's Mike Bartlett and Tommy Bartlett. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. And we got good reports from our good friend James yesterday. May he continue to flourish and be welcomed with open arms into the community that he has established himself in. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 11, verses 45 through 57. It is a 6 stanzas strong, 7 stanzas strong. It's titled, "The Will of God Planned to Kill Jesus." In the shadow of the tomb where sorrow reigns, word spread quickly through the towns and lanes. A miracle performed, a man raised from the dead. Lazarus awakened as the living wept and said. Witnesses gathered, their hearts filled with awe. They marveled at Jesus and the love he saw. But leaders convened in fear and dismay. What power is this? Who guides his way? Look at the signs, one whispered with dread. If this continues, what will be said? Our nation in peril, our temple he'll remake. We must act now, for the lives of all are at stake. Caiaphas spoke, his voice cold as stone. Better that one should die than lose our own. He speaks of a kingdom that challenges our reign. We kneel to no one, we'll bear the pain. Yet unbeknownst to them, a prophecy true, that the Lamb would be given for many, not few. In his sacrifice, an eternal peace would unfold, a story of love far greater than gold. So they plotted and planned in the dark of the night, but the light of the world was their guiding sight. For Jesus, the Savior, would go to the grave to conquer the darkness for everyone to be saved. As whispers grew louder and hatred took hold, God's perfect plan in the shadows were foretold. Through death he would bring resurrection's sweet song, through love transformed, where all souls belong. Amen. I am Tom Shokruz Wiggins. It's March 28th, 2026. I'm up recording this morning at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We remind everybody today that the will of God is something that transpired in the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of his death. Came back to life for us all to prove that we are in his hands forevermore by just committing to the faith of him as our Savior. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close today in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, John 9:33. We close today.